From Michigan Radio, this is Michigan Watch. I'm Lester Graham. This week, the Detroit Journalism Cooperative is looking at how the city of Detroit is functioning under bankruptcy. Until recently, almost half the streetlights of Detroit were dark. Thousands of new streetlights are replacing the old broken ones. I caught up with one of the several crews installing streetlights in neighborhoods around Detroit. James England is the foreman of this crew.
10 to 12 lights a day, actually, is what we're doing. We got to run new wire to the backyard into the easement, climb up the pole and run the wire back out here to the new pole and everything, and then put a new light mask, and everybody's loving it. They're just coming out and saying how they like the new light, how much they're brighter and everything else, so everything's going really well.
Altogether, the crews are exceeding the 500 installations a week Mayor Duggan wants. More than 9,000 new lights are up. This particular streetlight is going up in front of Cedric Bell's house, and like most Detroiters, he's pretty happy about it.
It's a crime deterrent. We have a nice little community right here in our own block. It's a basic service that we really need and desire. And they've been very professional and quick about their job, I must say.
It's been raining a bit, and the lineman in the bucket truck gets surprised by a spark from the live wire he's hooking up to the light. Dave Martin says they do run into problems occasionally.
Dealing with the dogs and the garbage, you know, that's probably the worst part of the job. So, but people have been nice to us, so that makes up for it. So.
And the sparks are fun, too, I guess.
And the sparks, yeah. I had to spark one right in front of you, you know. So.
Crews say neighbors were so happy to see the lights put up this past winter, they'd bring the crews coffee or hot chocolate or offer to help however they could. Crews started putting up lights in February once the Public Lighting Authority was established. It's independent of the city, although the mayor and the city council appoint its board members. Otis Jones is the CEO of the authority. He says since the new lights are brighter LEDs, they won't need to install as many for the same coverage.
You had 88,000 lights before, but only 50% of them are working. So now you're going to have 65,000 lights in the city that are working, that's being maintained in an appropriate way.
The old high-pressure sodium lights and the mercury vapor lights were wired up in a way that if one light went down, a whole line of them did, kind of like the old Christmas tree lights. And a lot of them went down because scrappers would steal the valuable copper. These new lights are wired with cheaper aluminum wire. The new lights will also last 4 to 5 times longer than those old lights, needing to be replaced every 15 to 20 years. The electric cost for these LED streetlights is 60 to 70% less because they use a lot less power. There's another plus. Those 88,000 old streetlights, the city had to pay a set fee for them, whether they were lit or not. That cost $28 million a year. So Jones says fewer lights, less expensive lights to power and maintain means a big drop in the cost.
We're estimating that the electric cost for the city is going to go down to approximately $5 million.
Jones says shifting the responsibility from the bankrupt city to this new lighting authority is the only way the city could make the change to lights that not only work, but also save power.
You know, it is just so much more energy efficient to go LEDs, and we're leading the country in doing that.
If the Public Lighting Authority of Detroit stays on track, all the neighborhoods will be lit by the end of next year. All the thoroughfares will have new streetlights by the end of 2016. The authority also just got its credit rating upgraded to A- by Standard & Poor's. That means it will be able to issue bonds to pay for the lights. That debt will be paid back by the utility tax Detroit residents pay. For people such as Leslie Karse, those new lights make a difference.
A lot of difference. You can actually see now when it gets dark out. It's so much better.
Does it make you feel safer?
Yes, it does.
With Michigan Watch, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Renaissance Journalism's Michigan Reporting Initiative, and the Ford Foundation,